This is the Daily Crimecast, episode number 34.
You know, I don't sit around worrying about the death penalty or things like that, no. People don't want to know the truth and the honesty of it. If they want to be convinced or brainwashed into what they believe, then fine, then go ahead and kill me. But vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, because you will have executed somebody that didn't commit the crime. When they paint the image that I was this monster who picked up like these altar boys along the street and swatted them like flies, I said, this is ludicrous. I've taken three and a half hours of truth serum. And under sodium amethyst, the maximum amount that I could have, it shows that I have no knowledge of the crime whatsoever. Never have had. A lot of things that my dad did, I refuse to do, because I don't believe in hitting children. I don't believe in spoiling a child either. And nowadays, you realize by 1993 that 50% of the American families will be single-parented, and that shows a breakdown in the church and not being able to hold families together. And for this reason, children run away from home and seek love in other places. What do I think of Jeffrey Dahmer? I don't know the man personally, but I'll tell you this, that's a good example as to why insanity doesn't belong in a courtroom. Because if Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't meet the requirements for insanity, then I'd hate like hell to run into the guy that does.
Do you feel
beyond that, I have no comment on Jeffrey Dahmer because I'm not Jeffrey Dahmer. And I would not, whether it's Berkowitz, whether it's Bundy, whether it's Wayne Williams down in Atlanta, or any of the others, or Charlie Manson, see, I don't comment about other cases. I'm not only the victim here. I may be the 34th victim, but there are other victims to this crime, and that is the family. Because if I know that I didn't commit the crime, then I have been given the injustice. Charge me with complicity in two of the murders. That's all I know about. Robert Peace was killed by another individual in my home. He was transported to the house by another. I believe he was strangled. Not during the crime, but I was there afterwards and I watched the removal of the body. I've always contended. Don't look at me as an innocent babe of the woods. In regards to going out in the garage, yes, I know I went to the house, and yes, I know I walked in the garage and they asked me where the last section of concrete was poured. Okay. I said, there's the last section where the last section of concrete was poured. Okay. They are the ones that took the orange can of paint and said, here, put a mark there. So I put an X. Shoelaces, huh? You're in trouble now.
Yeah, right.
Aren't you afraid sitting that close to me? What the hell? Oh, this is too long. I just don't need it this long. Okay. I had a rosary, which I carried in my pocket. I've always carried a rosary. It was my communion rosary. They said, well, what kind of a knot do you use? I said, what do you mean knot? When I tie things up? I says, depending on what I'm using it for, I said, the only thing I ever learned from Boy Scouts is a tourniquet knot. He said, well, show us what that is. So I took, at that time, and again, it's together, but in order to demonstrate it here, I took the rosary and I said, well, here, you put it around. This is hard trying to do this. Why don't you put your hand out? Okay, here. What I told him, I said, here, all you do is you wrap it around. You put one knot in it. And I said, then you put a second knot in it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I said, then you take a stick and stick it in here, and you just turn this. And I said, it causes a tourniquet. I said, that's the only knot I ever learned. To me, clowning it was a way of relaxation for me. You regressed into childhood. You were able to relax. And you could be goofy if you wanted to. And still you had the facade of your face being covered.